another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? I missed you too. No, I'm not just saying that. I mean it. I did just say it. So, yeah. Listen, I gotta go now. What? Never mind where. I gotta go. What? No, I'm leaving. I'm going. There is a difference. I can't talk about it right now. Because I've got to go, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Jackie Gonzalez Durute.
Hello.
No, they're saying hello to you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So allow for that. And then now you can respond.
Oh, hello as well.
Oh, fantastic. Sweet D, first time camping?
You know, I've never really been camping. Yes. So the only time sort of camping was in high school. One of my high school best friends, shout out to Jody Ellenby, her family, they are farmers and they have one of their farms is massive and in Homestead. And we did this twice. We'd camp on her farm. Wow. But we were 10 feet away from the house.
Sure.
And we'd ultimately, I think I only slept out in the tent once. And like the other time, like ultimately ended up in the house.
I think a lot of people have camped in their friend's backyard. Mm-hmm. Maybe their backyard wasn't a farm, but sure, your experience is similar. And Joey is way dialed into all this.
Yeah, Joey's loving. Joey, did you ever go to the farm?
No.
Okay.
The farm was called something else for me. The farm was something else. So.
And now please welcome Chris Anthony Alvarado. Chris AA, is there something you must do this summer?
I'm going to go visit Craig and Carla.
Are you?
Can you give us the address?
Does Craig, I don't know if Craig liked that I just said that, but it's true.
Well, what happens is he's concerned that every other single person who said, hey, can I come visit? And he said no to also listens to this podcast. And the Venn diagram.
I didn't think this through. I just thought summer plans, Craig.
Yep.
So forgive me.
I'm glad I asked. I'm glad you were honest. And I'm glad Craig's uneasy.
And by the way, I hope we do an episode while I'm there and we could share a mic. I think that'd be really cute.
We'll sit side by side. Yeah.
Maybe bring a mic, Chris.
I'm sorry. I'll be on vacation.
Oh, shit.
We have a mic, leave a mic drawer.
Yeah. Craig and I clearly travel with ours, but whatever, Chris. I'm sure you're good. What the hell? Caroline Cotter's here. Cot Rock. What's the one thing about being an assassin that you're not 100% certain you could do?
Honestly, I hate to say this, but the whole killing people thing, and that is kind of, for me, I feel like would be the hardest thing. The murder, how to do it, the emotional guilt I have, like I already have like mental problems I'm dealing with. So I feel like the guilt of killing people is not going to be helpful.
They are total strangers.
Is that like, no, I don't, it's still going to suck. You know what I mean? Damn.
I do. I think we do know what you mean. And I greatly appreciate your answer.
Damn.
And now here's Craig Kukowski with his open road travel tips. Kakao?
Kevin, I have seen this great country of ours and it is stunning in its beauty. And I have used a bathroom at a sit-go in Arkansas that is the most horrific thing you're ever going to see or smell in your life, but I've survived it. And I saw more of the Ozarks than anyone should ever see and smelled more of the Ozarks than anyone should ever smell.
Sure. Was it just an open hole in the floor?
That's what it was. Okay. That's what it was.
Thank you for sharing that. And last, but we will funk you up if you think him loose, it's Joey Greer. Patty cake denier. Why the weird face?
I mean, I ask myself that every day, but I can't tell you when I started to feel a twitch in it. I actually got feeling back in it. And per Craig's story of that sitco in Arkansas, I was at a BK in Barstow. Say that 160 times fast with your eyes closed. And when I went into that restroom, it smelled horrific. Mm-hmm. I went to do number one, didn't touch anything. And then I went to get the soap dispenser. This black goo came out that was, I can only describe as sentient and malicious. It absorbed into my body. Mm-hmm. I went immediately to the faucet to turn it on. nothing came out except a whisper, which then screamed and said, "You had a luck, kid." And I could hear nothing, but I could feel an individual in the stall using the restroom, I assume. And the energy in there was so negative.
Thank you for most of that. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails, which I enjoy reading very much and responding to, or from our Patreon VIPs to become patrons, part of the show, and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like a recent cast hang available now on demand. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion, please try out our newish email, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
AOL.com.
Comes from Patreon alchemaniac Mike Del Rosso, who wrote to us actually at our newish email of alchemythisemail@gmail.com. He wrote, "Thought I'd give this new email a shot. Scene suggestion. A cannibalistic family owned and operated restaurant has a new hot item on their menu. Pickled penis. Hope this makes the cut. Did I mention I'm an alchemaniac? Hard-earned dollars at work. Make me laugh, clown. Hopefully when the shitstorm clears, I can capitalize on that meet and greet over some coffee. Oopsie. All of you bring so much joy to my humble existence. I hope it never stops. I have one final request. As a 40-year-old orphan, I would like Craig to adopt me. It's my final attempt at being a part of a family other than the one I already have. I love you, Dad."
I've never wanted kids.
I got a lot of chefs back there. Have you ever eaten at Condos?
I just said order up.
Why would you call it out also?
We can step away from the line. We don't gotta.
Okay.
But you gotta. I need witnesses.
I'm sorry.
Tim, why are you yelling order up at the same time?
The order was up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can we switch tables or something?
Yeah, well, this is the chef's table. So, I mean, okay. Carando's is like known for their preparation. So, it's good to be around it and see it and all that.
Yeah. I've actually never been to a cannibal restaurant before.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You've never had a human.
Hi, folks. I'm Bryce. I'm your server. Have you dined with us before?
I have. She has not.
Okay. She has.
Okay. So you've heard the spiel. You haven't. Okay.
I haven't.
Great. Okay. Just so you know, we do things a little differently here.
Mm-hmm. They do
things a little differently. We have a lot of small plates, first of all.
It's great for sharing.
So everything's for sharing. Everything is for sharing.
Okay.
We also cook human flesh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I told her.
Okay. Great. So you know that. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Because I feel like not everyone knows that. And it's good to get it out of the way right away. You will be eating human flesh.
Okay.
Yes. That's why we're here.
I guess I only have one question. This is just a cuisine that's new to me. But my father always said, try everything once. Are these adult humans like bound to die? Are they young children? What are we dealing with here? Where am I morally tonight?
You do have a veal on the menu. I did see. So
there is a veal on the menu. Okay. And just to clarify, that is human veal. That is not so... I think whatever narrative makes you feel better is usually what I've heard from our customers is that whatever narrative in their mind makes this more palatable in both ways.
Now, this was something that I kind of hype it up a little bit because last time I was here, I do know Carando. We do golf together. I do real estate. It's, you know, actually half of the land here, it doesn't matter. But it's actually easy to sell if you don't. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyway,
okay. Bryce, Carando has a lot of friends. First of all, Carando does have a lot of friends.
Of course, Carando does, and we're about to eat him.
former friends of Carando. Yeah.
But Bryce, last time I was here,
Carando, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, come in.
So smart.
Excuse me.
Hi. I hope everything I'm doing is to your liking on the food service line.
Do you think that I would schedule an appointment with you if everything you were doing was to my liking?
Okay, so I thought about this. I thought 80% no, but 20% chance that you like me so much. Maybe there's a promotion coming my way. You like my innovative touches to the dishes. Maybe that
then
would be.
That's what you 20% of that. What's behind me here? Do you see these? This is the skin of the people that used to be my employees hanging up on the wall there.
Yeah.
Ooh, allergies are bad today. Did you see the pollen count? It's like, Jesus Christ. Claritin makes me tired, so I can't have that. Anyway, so yeah, so this used to be, this was the guy whose job you took, right? Remember the skin? He's got that tattoo.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Danny, you got to help clean up the apartment. I don't care if your boss is threatening to skin you and eat you, man. You got to do your part in the house.
Wait, why don't you care about that?
I mean, of course I care about it, man, but you got to clean up. Half of the stuff is yours.
Okay.
If I and you're be, a chef. Why are you going to In-N-Out? Why are you going to McDonald's?
Jeff, dude, you saying you care about that kind of changes everything. I will clean. I just haven't heard that from you in a while.
Okay, you two.
I clearly marked the yogurts with my initials and one of them is gone. Can someone explain how this is even possible?
He's your dad.
Herb. Yeah, I had some Herb, so...
Yeah, I had some is the explanation I'm supposed to wrap my unemployed ass around.
Okay. You're unemployed, Herb. All right. You're staying at my place.
Why would you call him, that? Why don't you call him dad?
Because he's not my fucking dad. He showed up in my life when I was 38. Okay. He's not my fucking dad.
Jesus Christ.
Be that as it may, one of the yogurts is gone.
Yeah, I ate it, Herb. Okay.
Hey, Bryce, before you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you run that, would you do me a favor? Would you just give me a quick taste. Would you taste this really quick? I've been working on something.
Mm. Oh, damn, that's good. What is that?
You're not just saying that, right?
No. No. Oh, believe me. Me?
No
believe me. If it's good, I'm going to tell you it's good. If it's bad, I'm going to tell you it's bad. I'm Bryce.
That's your thing, Bryce. You tell it how it is. Okay. So you know how we have the discarded portion bucket?
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff.
The awful. Awful. Sure.
Bryce.
Yes.
Bryce, listen. I'm at in the bathroom. Okay. If anyone asks, I just had to ask. The pickled penis that I just consumed was familiar, to say the least. Is there a way? Do you know who it belonged to? I just feel like I know.
Bryce, you served by that. That's not an actual menu item. I wanted you to taste it to see if it was good enough to be served, and you went out there and served it?
Look, I mean, you know Carando. Like, to pass his stringent test to get out there, of like, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, you've got talent, Danny.
You know, when I saw it, I thought, boy, that looks familiar. Mm-hmm. And then when I put it in my mouth, I was like, oh yeah, no, I definitely know this.
Wait, and then you gave it to my ex-girlfriend? It was my penis. This is your penis?
This is your penis?
Yes.
Oh God, I said locally sourced, but.
Well, I'm very impressed. Cutting off your own dong and serving it to a former lover? Have you ever tried the thing you shoot up your nose? It's like, what is it called? Flonase for allergies? Flonase.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, listen, I, normally that's kind of something I would, get you on the wall here for, but as I can see, because you're still bleeding through your pants, you know, you really care about this restaurant and you really care about making new menu items. so I'll keep you on.
Yes.
Okay, Danny. Why don't we pick up this session where we left off last? You were talking, let me refer to my notes, about how to show a greater commitment to your ex-girlfriend in a way to possibly win her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you made any progress on that?
I took your advice on the poem.
Right.
I think that landed somewhere with her. I don't know if it was as deep as I would like. Sure.
Just the poem?
I started with the poem. Mm. I have stopped driving by her house unannounced. And I think that feels good.
That's big.
That's positive. Excuse me. Wow. Allergies. Sure. I served her my penis pickled.
Right. But before flowers. That, you said you stopped driving by her place?
Unannounced. Yeah.
Great. That's great. Okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Am I? Is this the moment, right?
Yeah.
This is the breakthrough.
It is. It is.
Oh my God. You hear so much about it, but it feels so much better in real life.
Now, why would have I written down I served her my severed penis? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
I really am doing this by rote now. So sorry. My apology to you.
You're like the best, so it's fine.
Well, I'm trying to stay present. Okay. So how did it go when you served up?
That's a good question. I know I heard from one of our top servers that she enjoyed it. But then I think there was like a secondary hit.
Uh-huh. This is great. This is really good.
It is. And I'm enjoying my time, and I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. What's
going on? I'm sorry that I'm just, it's hard for me. Just, I don't even know if I can really say, but I feel like I just found out that someone that I was really close to at a time, not anymore. Haven't thought about him in years, really. But I'm pretty sure he's dead, and it's hot.
Jesus? You're talking about Jesus?
No, I'm not. He's definitely dead. And you know what? This is so inappropriate. This is our third date. This is so stupid. We were supposed to have sex tonight. This is so fucking stupid.
I mean, you kept saying, put it on the docket, put it on the docket.
I did. I was like, put it in the schedule. Like pick me up, restaurant, lay me down. That's what I said. My ex-boyfriend, you know, we were together.
You wanted to speak to the chef?
Oh my God. Are you a ghost? Why is she scared? Are you a ghost? Can I see you?
No, I'm Are just you a the ghost? Chef. I'm it's the chef.
Oh my God.
Is that waiter bleeding by his pants?
I'm not a waiter. I'm the chef. I just wanted to make sure everything was to your liking. Because if not, I could be spiking. Blood running through the veins. Oh, come God. Back, baby.
It's another Say poem. I'm
not insane.
Oh God.
Don't you want a little bit of this? Come in here. Give me a kiss.
All right, I'll take the 9-iron, I guess. Carondo, I got to be honest. I love what you're doing with the place. It's fantastic. Everything's looking good in there. But I do got to say, my last, I just threw my club. Okay. Well, I do.
You hit it with your 9-iron is what you did. You smacked it. It looks like you got a hole in one, though. So congratulations, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that. It's just the way I do things. But there was I want to say waiter. I'm not 100%. I might have been chef. I'm not 100%. It kind of.
What did he look like?
Kind of embarrassment. He was bleeding from his pineal
That's
hole.
That's a chef. Our waiters are not allowed to bleed.
Okay. Well, then it was a chef. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't want to get anyone
Can in I get a 12?
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, there you go. Your other glove somehow slipped off your hand.
Just throwing them around. Anyway, I don't know if there's anything you could do about that to kind of reconcile my grievances.
So what do you want? What do you want? You haven't said anything. You say you don't want to get anyone in trouble. What do you want?
I don't. Grondo, I'm not that kind of guy. Okay.
I got you. You had a chef's table reservation. What do you want? What do you want me to do?
Your nose is running like crazy. Can we get
Don't bring it up. I tried to use Flonase. I'm going to my doctor to get allergy shots. It's not working. Yeah. Nothing works.
So looking at your resume, Herb, it doesn't look like there's any employment in the last 7 years. But you have your son's roommate down as a reference.
That is scene one. Oh, mommy, make it stop. Scene two comes from listener Chuckley, who wrote, Kevin, another one for you, but a little unconventional this time. My suggestion, ask Joey a question in the opening and then use whatever outrageous anecdote he responds with as the basis of the scene. Thanks, Charlie. Now, unfortunately, Charlie, when Joey talks at the top, I just see it on the screen. Everyone tunes out. They look on their phone. They look out the window. So this would be a real challenge to see if anyone was actually picking up on anything.
I'm not going to help. It's locked in my head, too. I'm not going to help. I will throw grenades into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, welcome to Burger King. Do you want to use our restroom?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I just came from there, actually.
Uh-huh. And would you like to try our new chicken sandwich?
Why? I'm sorry, I'm talking to you. I was just in the middle of talking to you and you just asked me a different question. I don't, something seriously messed up is happening in your bathroom. I went to use the soap because I wash my hands.
For an extra dollar, we can make your fries large.
Are you listening to me? I feel insane. Did I go into a different dimension when I went into that bathroom?
Which one did you use?
I used the one bathroom that you pointed me to, Todd. Todd's your name, right? It says on your name tag.
You went to my bathroom?
Todd. No, Todd, I went to the customer's bathroom in this Burger King.
Have root beer, Sprite, Blepsi.
Todd, I will try the Blepsi because I've never heard of that before. But it's $2. Just please listen to me, Todd. I went to the bathroom. I used the toilet without touching anything. And then I went to go wash my hands and a sentient black sludge came out.
Please?
Todd, are you listening to me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. That's all I needed to hear. I went to wash my hands and then the sludge came out and I don't know if it, and then it did something.
Is everything all right here? Are you here to interview for a job?
Sorry, I was just talking to Todd. I understand I am holding
up. Can I go on break?
Of course, baby.
Okay, let's see here. Todd, tell us why you'd like to work at Burger King. And when I say tell us, it's because I've been told I'm a classic paranoid schizophrenic.
Well, I work at the Barstow.
That's BK bullshit. Sorry. That's Clyde. You worked where now?
I work at the Barstow BK and I just want to work at this BK.
You worked at the Barstow one. And
no, I'm still there.
Oh, you're there now?
No, I'm here now.
Right? And what would you say is the third best reason we should hire you?
I can dislocate my elbows.
Let's see that. Oh, Jesus. Wow, you did them both.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Can you do this?
Todd, I hear you're leaving us.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck, man? We're the triple triad. We're the trio.
We're the trio. Yeah. What the fuck? You can't leave Boise.
Well, I guess I can stay for a bit.
This is where you belong. This is where your heart lies. This is where your soul meets other souls and becomes one.
We know your secrets, dude.
Yeah, good luck finding a sentient sludge to get close to it this new place.
Well, I was thinking that I could just bring you with me, put you in my pocket, and then take you with me.
Right now, I'm taking up an entire bathroom wall. I'm not going to fit in your pocket.
Todd, what do you think? You think you're going to go to this new place and they're just going to give you your own bathroom?
I mean, we built this for you, man.
I could stay for a little bit.
86 Blepsi.
So you're going to be working at three. You're going to be working at the Boise BK, the Barstow BK,
And the Biloxi BK.
And the Biloxi BK.
That's quite a commute.
Well, I was thinking with your help, I could just get there really fast.
With my help? Dude, I have a Pontiac.
Honey, what the hell? You went into the BK to use the restroom. You were gone like 40 minutes.
I was gone for 40 minutes? Oh, let me tell you something. I just did number one, so it shouldn't even have taken that long.
Number one? What are you, five?
No, you know I'm 41 years old. You're bringing up my age. Something I'm very sensitive about. I'm 41! Now everyone knows about that. Are you happy? My biggest fucking insecurity.
I am super happy. But back to the 40 minutes. What happened?
I was pissing in the toilet. Do you like hearing that more? I was dunking yellow Mountain Dew in the stall.
Right.
And I went to wash my hands because I do that. And instead of soap coming out, it was I don't know how to describe it other than
use
it was
words.
A scent. I'm gonna do that! Jesus Christ!
You know, I usually don't want a birthday party, but this year I do want to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I walked by a woman this afternoon, and she was just like yelling, like, I'm 41. And I was like, fuck, if she can celebrate that, I can definitely celebrate turning 25, even though that feels old as fuck. So I want to go all out. Make it go all out.
Right.
Make it go all out.
Okay. Well, your mother and I can't wait to spend at least $9,000 on your birthday this year.
That's a great budget. I love that budget.
Minimum, honey. Minimum.
Thank you. Thank you, mommy.
You're 25. You're at the quarter of your life.
As you know, your stepmom is only 24, so she's a little envious of the
24. You're so old.
Now, hey, Todd, look, you know I'm the Blepsy salesman, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, when I bring it in my truck, I put it in the tank here, you serve it to the people, they like it, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you like money? Let me ask you another question. What would it take to get you to switch out the Dr. Pepper to put a second Blepsy in? Let me ask you a third question. You ever been snorkeling?
I have.
So back to question number two.
Okay.
And that relates to question number one.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Todd, need me to sledge this guy?
Who's that?
It's just my friend. He's just a big piece of sludge. He's from the Tormac dimension. He's sent here to give me information about the ending of the world.
Look, Todd, only look, I just need to get more Blepsy in this fucking BK. You understand me? Here. $17 cash. That's yours. Whoa. You put a second Blepsy on that
$17
on that situation, and there's more where that's coming from.
Hey, Todd, you want me to flush this fucker?
Oh.
I can flush him down.
What?
Maybe if we get like, that's just Flushina. She's queen of the water world. She came to me in a dream and told me that the only way for me to save the world from the sludge was that I had to embrace all liquid.
Hey, you know you're stupid, right, Todd?
Uh-huh.
You know that. You do?
Uh-huh.
God damn it.
2 weeks. 2 weeks left.
$17, guys. We're rich. We can get anything.
Hi, yeah, I actually don't want anything Burger King related. I ordered a fountain soda, and I'm just confused because I wanted a Dr. Pepper, but it looks like that's not available on your machine, so can I have my money back, please, or?
We have a new Whopper that's made with no meat.
Okay, now tell me about that. That's interesting. A new Whopper with no meat.
It's the Impossible Burger.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll have one of those. But I do want my money back, or I want Dr. Pepper, please. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I'll get you another one. You wanted a Blipsy? No.
I'll order for us, darling. Hi. I will have the champagne.
You know what? Sorry. Just before you get to what I'm going to have, how old do you think I am?
What? I don't know.
Not you. What the fuck? No.
Oh. you tell me you're over 18, that you're over 18.
How old do you think I am?
I'm really...
And here's a spoiler alert. It is my birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday.
Like, close either way. You know, you get like points whether you go one above or one below. But don't you dare go one below, above.
People ask me all the time, like, how old are... Our meat is here, and I'm really bad at just kind of gauging age, alive or dead. But you're definitely younger than 50.
Okay, yeah.
You're definitely older than 14.
Good. I definitely want to be that.
I don't know, 25.
Close.
Sorry, 41.
What?
Sorry. No. Babe, he said 25. He said 25 first.
I'm going to go with my second one. 41.
I'm actually 24. I'm going to be 25 tomorrow. You better watch yourself.
Okay. Well, our special tonight is a pickled penis. it is locally sourced, very locally sourced.
Babe, are you still hungry?
No, I'm not hungry anymore. Honestly, I'm really upset that he guessed me to be 40 fucking one. So just order my drink and that's going to sustain me.
Just champagne, please.
Okay, and if I got to ask, still or sparkling for the table?
I want my champagne to be sparkling. Thank
you. I'll take still champagne, please.
Okay, still champagne. One still, one sparkling.
Yes. Great.
Okay, once again, I'm Bryce. I'll be right back.
Yes, welcome to the restroom at the Burger King. Can I get you something by the hole?
I should not have come back here. when you say, can you get me something by the hole?
Yes.
Now, I have
seat,
to...
Seat for one?
Oh, okay. I see. Yes, please. One.
Very well. What's the name under?
Francesca.
Francesca. Francesca.
And that's the last name.
Ah, the last name. I was confused. Mm-hmm. I don't have you on the list, but let me just check availability. Hold on a
second. There's, I can see. I just looked under the stalls. I don't see any feet, so it looks like it's all empty.
That's hilarious. We haven't had stalls since 78. But yes, here we have something by the hole for you now.
Enjoy. Hi, I'm Sentient Black Sledge. I'll be helping you out today. Oh, no. Number one or number two?
This is a number one today. It's a number one. I'm sorry. You are what I was talking about before. You are this black sludge.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember me?
Dimension. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. You're so much chattier. Last time it was just kind of more this like thing that came into me. It made me feel like absolutely nuts. But yeah, just a number one.
I've been growing in sentience.
Yeah. You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you think I'm still attractive? Never mind. That was a crazy thing to ask.
So wait. Hold on. All right. So let me get this straight. So your wife went into the Burger King. She was probably dunking some yellow Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah.
She met some sludge, and now you guys are done?
We're done. They're going to live in Barstow, apparently, and I'm supposed to send her checks every month.
That's how that works, man. Tell me about her dunking this Mountain Dew, though, man.
Well, that's what she calls taking a piss.
The sludge left. It's just me and you. He didn't even go back to the Tormac Dimension.
Oh, no. I hope he's okay.
He went to Phoenix, Arizona.
There's a BK there.
I just feel so fucked. I just feel so fucked.
Why don't we just spend this $17? That always makes people feel good to buy things.
I wouldn't know. It's hard for water to spend money. What are you going to buy?
Well, I can get you like, I can put you in different thermoses or we can get you different.
Yeah, take me where you go. Take me where you go. Okay. I never want to leave you. I would never leave you.
You're coming my hands.
Oh my gosh. Splish.
So if you look through this window, that patient's name is Todd. Todd McAvoy.
Now, he's been having.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
He has full conversations with friends, employees, objects.
Is there a recurring theme to any of the conversation?
Well, there's one underlining thing, and this is interesting. He seems to be happy.
Oh.
Hmm.
My word.
And you say he has, in his mind, he has three separate jobs at Burger King in three B cities scattered throughout the country.
That's correct. I got that in my notes as well, yeah.
That's correct. And I don't understand the significance there. But again, if you look, there's a big green arrow pointing up towards in the happiness column.
Right.
We don't want to wake him from this. We don't want to.
Either of his parents' names start with the letter B. I wonder.
We cannot find his family.
Is it possible that he's an orphan?
Here's what you can do.
Will they ask him questions?
Well, you can go in there as a customer.
Oh, lovely. Charles?
Oh, you're volunteering me? Yes, yes. Sure. I'd love to. hello, Todd. I'm a customer. Can you help me?
Welcome to Burger King. Can I get you something to drink or eat?
Well, do you have anything unusual on the fountain sodas?
Yeah, Sprite.
Ooh, what is this Sprite?
Sprite's like this clear stuff. It tastes like lemon lime.
Ooh.
You can't hear?
No, that's that's fine, Todd. I'll have a Sprite.
Okay, coming up. Oh, I'm sorry. All we have is blepsy.
Well, I'll have a blepsy then.
Okay. Here you go.
Interesting that he began with some sort of fantastic made-up drink and yes. then went for the standard American soda blepsy that we all know. It's almost as if he realized the flight of fancy was on and had to ground himself.
That's what I thought. Another thing is, he seems to have a really intimate relationship with that glass of water over there.
Yes, I noticed that.
I'm mm-hmm. so sorry, but my parents spent at least $9,000 for this. Is there going to be like some kind of party room big reveal? Because as of right now, I'm really, really bored.
Rather.
Oh, no, you've been committed. You've been committed by what? Your parents.
No, this is a fair birthday party.
What a birthday party, indeed. Committed. Scene 3 comes with some patron VIP Bear, who wrote, Hey, you guys are the greatest thing in comedy to me anyway. I have been listening since the third time I heard the show advertised so many, many years ago. Mr. Pollock, my little brother, and I used to run around in the woods pretending to be brownies from Willow when we were, well, probably too old to still be doing that. I was always Frangine. Anyway, I am a computer systems engineer with tons of experience and moderate free time. So if you want some help with the web pages, links, and whatnot, I'm willing to take some of the IT load off of James pro bono.
Hell yeah.
Jesus. I have my own company as a reference, so I don't blame you if you pass after seeing my site. I spent almost half an hour designing it. All right. Scene suggestion. Screen Actors Guild is hiring a hitman, Bear, a.k.a. Space Coyote 300.
Okay, well, we're just looking over here. Okay, stop sending me Caroline Connor. I do not want to look at this profile. Let's just move on, okay?
We actually think that she's going to be quite good as a hitman. Take away her emotional connection to every human, regardless of whether they're a stranger or not. We think that she'll be quite good. She's good at disarming people.
Sorry, I've been in the. Sorry, your assistant called me in for this audition, so I've been standing here while you're talking. Okay. About this, I can go out.
Well, Caroline, please just stay in the room. Why did you think that? Like, just look at her. Why would we want to put her on the field?
Because looking at her, I'm disarmed. To be honest, I'm disarmed. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't expect it. I feel comfortable around her. So that's why I would do it. And she also just like looks strong. You know what I mean? Like she looks like she's got the strength to deliver a good stab. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We're not talking to you yet. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. It's just funny because you say my name.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna need to do auditions regardless.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get slammed once this newsletter goes out. Saying what's went down. So we got to hold auditions whether we want to or not. Okay?
I'm sorry. I realize I'm just running the camera. Can we let her do the scene? Would that be okay?
Wow. This
is, yeah.
You just realized you're just running the camera.
Are you out of your mind, Wanda?
Wanda, this is SAG Inner Council. Do you understand this?
I do, but I'm running the camera for the audition.
Yeah,
so, maybe...
so that means you go click and click and click, and that's what you do.
Oh, so don't talk.
Right.
Oh, Caroline, I love grabbing coffee with you. It's funny because like when we like work together professionally, it seems like you don't like me, but obviously we're like close friends.
I guess. I mean, you kind of showed up at my apartment and I feel like I didn't have much of a choice, so.
Yeah, jeez. So how's the biz? How's the business?
What did you want from this interaction?
If I'm being perfectly honest, I kind of need somebody to run lines with me. I have an audition this afternoon. I was wondering if maybe.
Okay, that's what reader. I thought. Because at first I was like, I don't know what I could give you that you would want from me. You know what I mean? It's like I don't have any like connections or status. So line reading, that makes sense. I wish you would just like ask me to help you run lines instead of saying, can I grab you for coffee? And then make me also like pay for it.
I feel like it's still like professional. I still want like, 80% friendship, 20% professional.
That doesn't make those, that breakdown doesn't make sense for like what.
Okay, well, speaking of breakdown. So this breakdown is open ethnicity, open age, mm-hmm. no type, which is nice. Interesting face to character face, good actor, strong improv. Oh,
is this for the SAG hitman thing?
How would you know that? My agent
what got me that. You?
No, I'm just saying.
I went just in for like, that. I went in for that.
Huh.
What does that mean?
No, because, you know, I guess they say, like, I guess they don't know what they're looking for type thing. So, okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
just said open, like, everything. No yeah, age, no, like, specific, ethnicity, like, ethnicity yeah. or anything. Like
gender.
Open improv. I do improv. Sometimes I'm okay at acting. So it's like, why is that so crazy to... I'll help you run the fucking scene. Okay, let's do it. Let's run it. I already have it memorized. I'll do the other side. Okay, so whenever you're ready, you can start.
Okay. Today's the day.
That's right, it is.
It just feels weird because you already know my next line.
What are you?
I'm not even kidding you, Lester. I got fired. This little bitch spoke up out of turn, and it turns out the network was behind the double-sided mirror. Where I didn't even think that they were behind there.
Is there more Nespresso pods, or where are they?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I didn't get demoted.
I can find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, go find them. Listen.
I think they're in the supply closet.
Okay, Mark. Go
Thanks,
look.
Mark. I got 45 Jesus. Minutes to when pack is, up my shit and get out of this building.
Job?
I don't fucking know.
When the hell
know.
Is he going to get a
He's
job?
He's worthless. I have 45 minutes to pack up my shit and get out of here. But I'm not shitting you. Look me in the eyes, Lester. I am going to kill Wanda. I am going to get my job back.
I'm not physically
going to do it, but I'm going to hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
What do they look like again?
Mark, they're little pods. They should have.
They look like little coffee cups.
They look like what the Burger King barbecue sauce comes in, kind of, but like circular.
Okay.
But they're circled. They're not.
Yeah, they're
don't
circular.
Don't bring the sauce packets. Because there are Burger King sauce
packets. No, but think about what the honey comes in. Think about what the honey comes in. But so
I got it.
I'm going to hire someone to kill that fucker.
Did you get that Tesla or no?
Yeah, I got the Tesla. And now, how am I going to make those payments? I'm fired. This is a fucking disaster.
Caroline, hey. Hi, sorry, I stopped by unannounced. I was just driving by. I heard the news. Congratulations. I heard you booked.
This is the weirdest possible thing you could do. You just stop by my house because you happen to be driving by unannounced to congratulate me on the gig I booked.
Because I thought in this industry, there's so much negativity. Like I wanted to inject some positivity.
Hey, Caroline, it's your super, I don't know if you can hear me behind the door or not, but
I can hear you. Do you want to come in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is going to be a simple, just kind of convo. We're going to have to revoke your lease.
What?
Apparently, a friend of yours, whoever keeps on coming to your apartment, keeps on jumping the gate.
He is not my friend.
A lot of the other tenants.
But,
so,
Hugh,
I'm sorry.
Hugh. Listen, I don't have control over that man. I can do, I could get a restraining order. I'm not inviting him in. As Caroline, you said, Caroline. He jumps over the gate, which means I did not give him the gate code. So why is this on me to get kicked out of my apartment?
Caroline, I'm sorry, but you have...
Danny, did you throw her out? Did you throw Caroline out in 3A?
I did.
You threw her out?
Yeah.
I don't see any of her things on the sidewalk or out in the commonplace.
I didn't physically throw things out, okay, Marie? I just told her she had to go.
You spoke to her?
Yes.
And what did she say? She said, I'll leave.
Game? Can I just watch the game?
Sure. And then we'll never talk.
The Eagles are up.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't carry Nespresso pods here. You're going to have to look elsewhere.
They look like little barbecues.
Yeah, no, we know what that is. This is a Pete's coffee. We can give you a cup of coffee if you like. We can sell you ground coffee, whole bean coffee.
I just want little coffees. Little coffees in a pod.
Who do you work for exactly?
SAG Inter Council. Oh.
Inter Council?
SAG, yeah.
Dude, okay, fucking, hey, okay, if I can get you these Nespresso pods, could you do me a favor?
Actually, I don't work for them. I'm just, I just do odd jobs around the office.
But are you in the room?
I'm in the room. They're always telling me to get a job, but But I'm there like 60 hours a week.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I will help you. I'll help you.
Really?
I'll help you get the pods. Can you get me in the room?
Can you get me some barbecue sauce?
Can you get me in the room?
Are you sure you can afford all these Nespressos?
Actually, I can't, but I have a credit card here, and I'm willing to just do anything
we'll
for my
take
dream.
It.
Okay, thank you.
George Clooney. Okay, there you go.
Is this biscotti free? Huh? Are these biscottis free or for sale?
They are for sale.
I think just biscotti. It's already plural.
What? Okay. I just spent $300 on espresso pots. I thought maybe I got a free biscottis.
Biscottis or?
Why did you say George Clooney when you ran the card?
We have to.
What does that mean?
We have to. He's one of the initial investors in Nespresso. Coffee
is he
in
here?
A pod. Coffee in a pod. Yes, he is.
Is George Clooney here?
Yes, he is. Would you like to say hi?
I don't believe this guy.
Tell him Mark is here from Saget.
You got it. George?
You think that's going to work?
Mark is here. From Saget.
This is not going to work.
He knows me.
But he's probably not at this particular one in this particular Bloomingdale's.
I answer the phones
mall.
At Saget.
Look, anyways. I actually don't have a lot of money, dude. I'm racking up a lot of debt, if I'm being honest, by getting into this special box. But
I can tell.
But they say
you're leap trying to be a big shot, weren't you?
No, on the contrary, just trying to be a shot. You know what I mean? Like leap in the net will appear and stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm
let's
just
take
fucking
let's take some biscotti while this guy's got his back turned.
Let's take more than that. Let's take some biscottis.
Oh, Caroline. It's so funny to run into you here.
Hi, yeah. Oh, you are the like SAG in-house casting director?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Oh, what are you working on now? You move somewhere else?
Redemption mostly. But that's just me.
Oh,
that's
is that
me.
Is that the new Clooney vehicle?
I like to actually pick your brain a little bit.
Sure.
I saw on Deadline that you got the gig.
I did, yeah. And I don't know if that comes with my address on there because you and this other guy just keep showing up to my front door. How did you get through the gate? There,
It's a very short gate, so it's very easy to safely hop and not hurt yourself.
Okay.
But
do
I
you
actually just ran
just
into
come
you
in?
Here. I was just kind of walking. I would love to come in. Thank you so much.
Okay, here you
Thank
go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to let you know that I saw your star quality and I saw your potential and I really pushed for you.
I thank you for saying that.
You're
I
welcome.
Just find that hard to believe only because I was standing in that casting room with you and the other guy and the camera woman for 3 hours while you talked about how much you hated my guts. And so just for me, and then I didn't even read the scene, you know what I mean? Like,
and yet you got the job, so tell me how that ended up working out, you know?
I'm confused as hell, you know what I mean?
I asked you to hire a hitman, and you said it would be discreet, and the person would be professional.
Yeah, Mr. Clooney? Just we are working on that internally, okay? We have hired someone to do this, all right, sir?
And the next thing I see is that you've announced her hiring in Deadline.
Of course, sir. There's protocol. We have to announce that.
And published her personal address.
Sir, that's part of SAG protocol. We have to do that, okay? It's for the industry. It builds hype.
I am George Clooney!
Chris, it's so funny running into you here. Oh, that's so wild.
Yeah.
I was just walking within the gated community of your apartment building and happened to come across.
Oh my God. This is great. Actually, do you believe in like synchronicity?
Absolutely. Synchronicity, synergy, all of that.
All of that. Yeah.
Do you do any non-union work?
I fucking would.
I'm mostly casting non-union now after the incident.
Yeah. I mean, isn't non-union where like the real work is anyway?
Absolutely, yeah. That's where. Yeah. That's how you know that someone's really dedicated to their craft because they're willing to do it for less money and with no guarantees of ever making money again in the future if it happens to do well. They're just doing it for the craft.
Yeah, it's probably a guarantee that you'll never see another dollar after that initial day.
Here's the thing, Chris. I want a straight to offer you.
Okay. Those are the words.
All right, Chris. Now get that pickled penis closer up. All right, and then just take
our
bite
show for today. That is our show, and you're welcome. Let's thank all of our alchemists for their contributions and posture. Starting with of course, Caroline Cotter. Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. What a treat. What a joy.
I'm sensing from today that you are, in fact, suffering from allergies.
Yeah, I think I am, actually, you know.
Have you tried the face flush machine?
I have, and it is awesome.
Really?
But yeah, you're talking about Flonase, right?
There's a few names out there I see advertised. I'll go with Flonase. Sure.
Like the Neti Pot?
You tried that thing and it.
A Neti Pot? Yeah, Neti Pot's different. That both are good, but Neti Pot might have, like, you could get your brain eaten by it. And that's mostly false, but could be true. So I'm just afraid of that. So that's kind of my thing. That's just me. Sure. If anyone has any allergy tips, I'd love to hear them. You can send them.
Maybe. Keep
Go
pens
ahead.
That you picked up at the bank out of your mouth. That might help.
No, I got to keep sucking the pens. okay. That's the one thing I know definitely helps.
And the podcast that you may or may not be doing that folks can look at?
Yeah, listen, I am doing the podcast. It's called Cotter Core. You can find it anywhere there are podcasts. I can't tell you what it's about. I'm not sure what it's about. I'll post that on my Instagram, Cotter Poop. DM me with allergy remedies. Mm-hmm.
Sure. You got it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Alvarado?
I went horseback riding yesterday morning, and then my throat was sore all day. But now it feels better. I wonder if there's like not sore, but like itchy, like an allergy thing. Horse allergy.
I'm going to ask a silly question, but just a little test. Did you fillet the horse?
Yeah.
I was with my father.
So, yes. So,
of course I did.
Did you get to go fast?
Fucking horseback riding.
I mean, you have to understand that my dad is a horse guy, right? You know, he had, growing up, he always had horses and donkeys and stuff in this little village of Honduras. I met him there. He had a cute cowboy hat on. And when I pulled up, he took his hat off and he went, "Good morning," and put it back on. And I was like, this is why we're on Earth.
Yeah.
Is for moments like this. Fuck everything else. My cute little dad on a horse.
That's
we
great.
Didn't go that fast, Jackie, but I gave it a little every now and then. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It feels good to be alive.
I am so bad at horseback riding because I'm too empathetic to the horse. Mm. And I can't do all the things you're supposed to do to make the horse listen and take your commands because I feel like I'm fucking torturing
I feel
animal.
You, but listen, I was on Big John, who, by the way, is the first horse you see in Westworld.
Whoa!
What?
That's huge.
Wow.
He was a big boy, very intuitive, like a Tesla almost. You just kind of like move right a little bit. He goes right. There's no like yanking or kicking. No. He knows.
Then I'm going to get Big John. Yeah.
But my butt hurts. My butt hurts today.
Well, yeah, sure. Because you use the saddle.
Yeah.
That's very hard leather. Speaking of which, Craig Kukowski.
Hey, good to be back. I missed a couple weeks and missed you all and saw you all at the live hang this week and got jealous and hijacked the entire hour.
Yeah, so, it was fun. It was fun watching Chris do the math on, I think it was Chris.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, on the real Marvin McHugh.
That's always been my Twitch handle. I was like frantically trying to create a Twitch account while while the whole thing was happening. Once I saw that, at first I was like, I probably could do the live hang, but I haven't heard from anyone. Like, I'm not getting a link or anything. And then I tune in and it's everyone at Kevin's house.
It's personal, dude.
So I like frantically created a Twitch account to troll the live hang.
You did drive us insane in a good way.
So thank you for that.
It was the my best. Pleasure.
And safe travels and all the best to Carla.
Thank
Please.
You.
Please. Jackie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. What a fun time.
Right?
Guess what? When we're recording this is a little different than when it comes out.
Sure.
So when it comes out, it will be July, and my personal podcast, The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year, which is about it's Christmas back. Movies, it's here just for a limited amount of time for Christmas in July. Every Fantastic. Friday, a new episode, but we're starting off with talking about Santa Jaws, mm-hmm. and it's a guaranteed fun time for the month of July, and then right. again at Christmas time. So I just want to shout that out, Most Wonderful Pod of the Year.
Absolutely.
Thank
yeah.
you.
No, take the opposite position of how Caroline downplays her podcast. Absolutely. And Joey, you could learn a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Okay. Thank you for being here, Joseph.
You know, the thing that is so crucial to it all.
You don't have to improvise goodbye. Just
you got it.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. And all you wonderful peeps out there, please keep writing to us, alchemythisemail@gmail.com, and look out for each other. Be nice. It's easy. Until next time.
Alchemy This.